weekend, every weekday lunchtime on BBC Radio 3 from 1 o'clock.
So only 24 hours to wait for Angela Hewitt. That's jolly good. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. Unconfirmed reports say 5 people were killed and a number of others injured when Israeli troops opened fire on dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters trying to cross from Syria into the Israeli-occupied part of the Golan Heights. The border between the two countries has been disputed since the war in 1967. In the past 3 weeks, Israel has reinforced its defences with trenches, razor wire and minefields. The government is planning to provide more protection for vulnerable adults living in residential care in England. The move follows the broadcast last week of a BBC Panorama programme which showed adults with learning disabilities being abused at a privately run hospital in Bristol. Councils will be asked to create new protection boards. A meeting is taking place between senior Yemeni politicians to decide what they should do in the absence of President Saleh. He's gone to Saudi Arabia for medical treatment after a missile attack at his palace, although he says he'll return in a few days. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has called on President Saleh to step down. The Pope has urged Christians to defend the institution of marriage. He told a congregation of 400,000 people at an open-air mass in Croatia that secularisation was leading to the disintegration of the family in Europe. The Health Protection Agency has advised people travelling to Germany to avoid eating raw tomatoes, cucumbers or leafy salads for the time being because of the outbreak of E. coli, which has killed at least 18 people. The agency says the source of the infection is confined to northern Germany. The Blue Cross charity says there's been a big increase in the numbers of people abandoning miniature breeds of dog. The charity thinks people mistakenly assume that small dogs are easier to look after than big breeds. And the weather, heavy outbreaks of heavy rain, thundery at times, will affect southern and western parts. The north and east will be drier and brighter. It'll be generally cool with top temperatures this afternoon, 17 degrees. That's the BBC News and weather at 1:02. And it's time now for today's early music show. Here's Lucy Skeeping with another highlight from the 2011 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music.
Welcome to the show and highlights from a concert given as part of the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. From the Middle Ages, Bohemia, the land that covered what's now the Czech Republic, was much at the centre of things. Its capital, Prague, was a thriving cosmopolitan city that attracted many of the visiting rich Hanseatic merchants who would buy and sell goods in the grand courtyard behind the city's famous Tyne Church. Town and country prospered. But as time advanced, Prague began to lose its financial pull. During the crippling 30 Years' War, the crushing defeat of Bohemia by Catholic Spain at the Battle of White Mountain in 1620 radically altered the nature of the country. Jesuit missionaries full of evangelical zeal flooded into Bohemia, but a byproduct of this change was a remarkable development in musical education. And with this, the emergence of a host of very successful and talented Bohemian musicians. We're going to hear now from one of the Czech Republic's leading early music bands, Ensemble Inegal, led from the organ by their founder, Adam Viktora. They're going to be playing some of their native music from this Jesuit period, from Bohemia's 17th and 18th century chapels and courts. We'll be hearing from the Czech soprano Gabriela Ibanova, who joins the group to perform a couple of cantatas, including a tasty setting of the Salve Regina by Jan Dismas Zelenka, who, in spite of being the most famous Bohemian composer of the 18th century, is still one of Baroque music's best-kept secrets. And to begin with, music by Johann Joseph Ignaz Brentner, who came from a small village southwest of Prague. In his time, he was described as very famous. His music was heard at the court in Dresden and even exported as far afield as South America, courtesy of the Jesuit missionaries. After his death, though, he seems to have almost entirely dropped off the radar until just a few years ago, when some of his works were rediscovered. So this is Brentner's three-movement concerto in G, featuring a prominent part for the flute. It has a strong outdoor feel to it, and the middle movement takes its inspiration from the songs of the Night Watchman.
Thank you.
Concerto in G Major by Brentner, performed by Ensemble Inégal, directed by Adam Victoria. Part of the concert they gave last month at St John's Smith Square, and the flautist was Jana Semiradova. And we'll be hearing another Brentner concerto later on. Now, though, Ensemble Inégal are joined by the soprano Gabriela Ivanova for a sacred work by Jan Dismas Zelenka. After studying in Prague and Vienna, Zelenka worked in the court orchestra in Dresden, where, in spite of his obvious talent, and indeed Bach was a great admirer of his, he was, for various reasons, never elevated to the post of Kapellmeister. It's been suggested that many people found his fanatical religious beliefs overbearing. But Zelenka was named as composer to the Royal Chapel. And it was for this, in the 1720s, that he produced the Salve Regina that we're going to hear now. There are five sections, including an energetic fugue and a bouncy series of dialogues and imitations between the singer and the orchestra. But it begins with an intense duet for flute and muted violin that frames the most expressive of vocal lines. Hail, Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness and our hope. Gabriela Ivanova and Ensemble Inégal with Zelenka's Salve Regina.
Salve Regina, a Marian antiphon by Jan Dismas Zelenka, performed by the soprano Gabriela Ivanova with Ensemble Inegal. One of the highlights from their concert of Bohemian music given last month at St John's Smith Square. Founded in the year 2000, Ensemble Inegal takes its name from the fluid or literally uneven configuration of its performers, some of the best singers and instrumentalists the Czech Republic has to offer. And for this concert, as we've heard, along with violins and viola, they include two oboes, bassoon, double bass and theorbo. But of course, we've also been hearing a flute performed with some panache by Jana Semiradova, who sails through some really challenging music with impressive virtuosity. And she shares the limelight again in this next work by an almost exact contemporary of the two featured Bohemian composers today, Johann Sebastian Bach. We get to hear his popular and moving cantata, Ich habe genug. This is also a Marian theme, like the Zelenka piece we've just heard, a prayer to the Virgin Mary composed for the Feast of Purification. Some of us may know it better sung by a bass voice, but another version, or part of one anyway, has also been found written in the famous notebook left by Bach's wife, Anna Magdalena, presumably for domestic use, which the very musical Bach family might well have performed between them. The text is based on the Song of Simeon from the Gospel of St Luke, and it's about death. Ich habe genug. I have had enough. I wish to depart from this world in peace, to seek gentle rest. And all through, the soprano and the flute intertwine in an almost ecstatic fashion. As life fades away, the second aria gives us a kind of lullaby. Slumber now, you tired eyes, softly close in quiet bliss. But to begin, an aria whose opening phrase is based on one from the Matthew Passion, a long meditative aria with a gently pulsing string accompaniment.
Thank you.
Ich habe genug, Bach's cantata number 82, performed by the soprano Gabriela Ivanova with Ensemble Inegal. Well, to end today's programme, we return once more to Bohemia and to Brentner for a concerto published around 1718 when he was living and working in Prague. It's a work full of character. In fact, it seems more like an orchestral suite than a concerto, with its lively final movement marked caprice and its galloping bourre, where the theorbo strums out the distinctive rhythms of the 18th century dance. And then there's the very expressive opening largo that provides a thoughtful and considered prelude to the whole. There's no doubt that the vivacious Italian style here is a powerful influence. In fact, you can really feel the presence of Vivaldi in the shape of the phrases and in the repetition. And yet, Brentner's own bohemian style shines through as well, proving him to be a truly skilled and inspired composer of instrumental music. So here, in the final piece from the Lufthansa Festival today, is Ensemble Inegal, directed by Adam Victora, with Brentner's Concerto No. 1 in G minor.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 1 in G minor by Johann Brentner, ending this programme of highlights from the concert given by the Czech-based group Ensemble Inegal and soprano Gabriela Ivanova, part of the 2011 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. And it was recorded in St John Smith Square in London.
The early music show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and the producer was Chris Wines. And you might be interested in an early music show concert on Monday, the 13th of June at Media City in Salford, which is part of the BBC Philharmonic Presents Festival. Catherine Bott will be introducing it as a lunchtime concert featuring the Academy of Ancient Music and Richard Egar. And they'll be performing works by various generations of the Bach family. If you'd like more information about that, you can visit bbc.co.uk/tickets. And those tickets are free and they'll be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis.
Sir Terence Rattigan, a celebrated playwright and a season of programmes across BBC Radio 3 and 4, marking a century since his birth. For this week's Sunday night drama on 3, Rory Kinnear, Ruth Wilson and Rupert Penry-Jones star in a new radio production of Rattigan's Flare Path. Written in the darkest days of the Second World War, it's the story of a love triangle, of understated tensions and strained loyalties of RAF bomber pilots and those close to them. To Churchill, it was a masterpiece of understatement.
They haven't lit the flare path yet.
There's the flare path, do you see? Those little points of light.
You want me to get chucked out of the Air Force?
What do you mean?
You're leaving me. Why?
Flare Path. Our Sunday night Radio 3 drama on 3, starting at 8 o'clock.
And now our Sunday concert. Here's Rob Cowan.
A warm welcome to the Barbican Concert Hall for this all-Russian concert by the London Symphony Orchestra under their principal conductor, Valery Gergiev. In the first half, we're going to hear Yefim Bronfman play both of Shostakovich's piano concertos. The first, very much the work of a young man spreading his creative wings with the unusual combination of piano, trumpet and strings. The trumpeter tonight is the orchestra's section principal, Philip Cobb. Then we'll hear the second concerto, a present for the composer's son that has at its centre what's possibly the most romantic slow movement that Shostakovich ever composed. Then in the concert's second half, the third and least known of Tchaikovsky's early symphonies, the so-called Polish symphony, music that opens in the manner of a sombre funeral march and closes with a thrilling polonaise. But first, Shostakovich, a trumpet concerto that became a concerto for trumpet, piano and string orchestra, completed in 1933 and premiered the same year with the composer playing the solo piano part and what was in those days the Leningrad Philharmonic. At the time, Shostakovich was just 27 years old. Now, although known principally as the first piano concerto, what you'll actually hear is more of a double concerto with a trumpet and piano command equal prominence. As to the style of the piece, don't forget this was the early 1930s. In addition to the obvious humour, you sense the subtle presence of jazz. For example, the moderato section that acts as a sort of introduction to the madcap finale. It sounds almost like a jazz pianist's thoughtful improvisation. Well, that applause is for the orchestra's leader, Gordon Nikolich. He takes a bow. And the audience now applauds the pianist, Yefim Bronfman, the trumpeter, Philip Cobb, and the conductor, Valery Gergiev, for this performance of Shostakovich's Concerto in C minor for piano, trumpet and string orchestra.